This is 5 in 10, 5 topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for September 11th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Hurricane Florence. This is a monster storm. As of Tuesday morning, the storm was packing 140-mile-an-hour winds. That makes it a Category 4 storm. It's moving to the west-northwest at about 15 miles an hour. That'll put it at about the border between North and South Carolina when it makes landfall sometime late Thursday night or early Friday morning. The outer banks of North Carolina, the barrier islands, will be the hardest hit if Florence stays on her current track. One estimate of the damage, assuming that this stays on its projected path, is up to $25 billion. More than 1.5 million people have been ordered to evacuate. Lane reversals are in effect as of Tuesday morning for major highways leading away from the coasts of South and North Carolina. Forecasts are calling for up to 15 to 20 inches of rain, and that could be higher. There could be more if the storm stalls out once it makes landfall. Topic number 4, no to the PLO. The United States reportedly set to close the PLO's, that's the Palestine Liberation Organization's, mission in Washington, D.C. That is the office that serves as its de facto embassy. You've got to actually have a country to have an embassy, you know. The Trump administration is ramping up pressure on the Palestinian Authority to accept a peace deal with Israel. This is because the Palestinians have so far rejected the Trump administration's initiatives to make peace with Israel. Also because the Palestinians keep calling for Israel to be investigated by the International Criminal Court. National Security Advisor John Bolton called the ICC a threat to national security. This move comes after the U.S. has cut funding in recent weeks to a number of aid programs for Palestinians. President Trump has said he will only resume financial support for the Palestinian Authority if they agree to a peace deal with Israel. The PA, in turn, has essentially boycotted the Trump administration ever since President Trump announced back in December that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This just acknowledges facts on the ground. The Israeli government has always been based in Jerusalem since it declared independence in 1948. Palestinians claim East Jerusalem, which was captured by Israel from Jordan in the Six-Day War back in 1967, as the capital of their future state. Meanwhile, Muslim activist Linda Sarsour said that American Muslims should not humanize, her word, humanize Israelis during an Islamic conference weekend before last. She was addressing the Islamic Society of North America's annual convention in Houston. She accused American Muslims who were not sufficiently active in supporting the Palestinian Arab cause of being complicit in the occupation of Palestine and the murder of Palestinian protesters. She warned against normalizing or even humanizing relations with Israelis, humanizing Israelis. And she said that that is not the position of the Muslim American community. You might remember Linda Sarsour got famous as the one of the leaders of the Women's March that led that, well, they call it a protest. It was actually a riot on Inauguration Day back in 2017. It is unclear to me how a woman who is actively pushing for the acceptance of Sharia law in the United States is somehow considered progressive by other progressives, much less a women's rights activist. These are mutually exclusive concepts. But being progressive means never having to deal with cognitive dissonance. Topic number 3. Warning Assad. Wall Street Journal reported on Sunday that unnamed U.S. officials claim President Bashar al-Assad of Syria has approved the use of chlorine gas in an offensive against the country's last major rebel stronghold. End quote. This is Idlib province in the northwest of Syria. I told you about this last week. It appears that based on airstrikes launched by the Syrian Air Force and the Russian Air Force, that the Syrian military, the army, is ready to go into that province in the northwest of the country, north and west of Aleppo, and bordering on Turkey, which is the last holdout of groups that are rebelling against Bashar al-Assad, groups that are essentially al-Qaeda in Israel. And, of course, this warning means there are a couple things here. First of all, let this sink in. Unnamed sources inside the U.S. And haven't we heard enough news based on leaks from unnamed sources over the last 2 years? Wall Street Journal. Come on, you can do better than this. Unnamed U.S. officials are claiming to be in possession of intelligence that the president of Syria has already given the order to use weapons of mass destruction, the one thing guaranteed to bring the full weight of the American military and our allies in NATO, presumably, down on his head. He's already winning. He essentially has already won the rebellion that's been ongoing in his country since 2011. Why would he do this now? It makes no sense. Who benefits from this? The rebels in Idlib province. That's who. Just as the previous claims that Assad used chemical weapons are based on sketchy evidence at best, and at least one case was shown that the chlorine gas used had to have come from the rebels, trying to provoke an American military response on their behalf. Using chemical weapons would prove to the world that Bashar al-Assad is so incredibly stupid that he could not possibly have maintained his hold on power in this country that is filled with militant factions who hate each other. He's not that stupid. And by the way, this whole idea that we're telling Assad not to go into Idlib province and clean out this nest of rebels against his authority means we Americans are siding with al-Qaeda in this fight. Topic number two, China's New World Order. A New World Order taking shape while we Americans are distracted by an anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times, the Russia investigation, the new Nike commercial featuring Colin Kaepernick, and the Supreme Court nominees' nomination or confirmation hearings. China, meanwhile, busy reshaping the international reality on the ground. Last week, China hosted the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Beijing. 50 heads of state from Africa attended, and all of them seemed to agree that China is their friend. One advantage China has in its dealings with African nations is it doesn't carry the baggage of colonialism or race-based slavery with it. China is pursuing diplomacy through commercial projects in Africa, investing a lot of money there on the continent. It's pledged to invest about $60 billion in the next few years, and the response from African heads of state is overwhelmingly positive. The president of Ghana confessed he was inspired by the Chinese model, and we are trying to replicate the same. The president of Botswana said, "To China, her president and citizens, we admire and hold you in very high regard." And in what was a backhanded slap at the United States, the president of the African Union, Paul Kagame, who's the president of Rwanda, said the relationship between Africa and China is based on equality, mutual respect, and a commitment to a shared well-being. Now, how does this play out long-term for Africans? I mean, for China, it adds to its influence around the world, more bases for Chinese military, and more access to natural resources, which China desperately needs for its economy, especially rare earth minerals. But for Africans, probably not so well. For example, Zambia. Zambia reportedly in talks with a Chinese company already for the takeover of Zambia's national electricity company because it defaulted on loan payments to said Chinese company. Now, China denies engaging in debt trap diplomacy, in other words, lend money to a country you know can't repay, and then when it can't, you take over national assets. The irony here is that the warning about debt trap diplomacy is coming from the International Monetary Fund and Western elites who have been doing that very thing in Africa for more than a century. But the point remains, the global order is changing, and President Xi of China is being a very shrewd player when it comes to dictating the terms of how things are being reshaped. And topic number one, the aliens and Donald Trump. We need something to smile about at the end of this. Lights spotted over President Donald Trump's golf course in the west of Scotland have sparked conspiracy theories about unidentified flying objects. Four disc-shaped objects reportedly spotted in the skies over the Turnberry Golf Course. We have to have our friend in the area there, Juan, take a look. See anything there, Juan? Anyway, these four were moving in a straight line path. I mean, to me, it looks like lens flare or reflections of inside lighting fixtures captured on the cell phone video. Or anyway, the image was posted to a website called UFO Stalker, which says something about the credibility of the source. Now, the Trump facility there at Turnberry promises an experience like no other. It is unclear whether contact with extra-dimensional beings is part of that experience. Unlike Democratic consultant John Podesta, President Trump has not said one way or the other whether he believes in the existence of extraterrestrial life. He has, however, pushed for a space force as a sixth branch of the American Armed Forces. Coincidence? We're looking forward this week. It's a busy week, but we're looking forward to seeing many of you at the True Legends Conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age. This is an important gathering. 3,000 people will be there, plus many more watching online around the world as we address the topic of transhumanism. Science, academia, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology being put to use to try to remake humanity in our image. Because our science and technology is so much better than God's, you see. And the point is to become as God's by exceeding, transcending the limits of our biology. What are the implications of that? What are the consequences of that? Featured speakers, Steve Quayle, Sharon K. Gilbert, Dr. Hugo de Garis, David Knight of Infowars.com, Richard Dolan, famed UFO researcher, or ufologist, I should say, but a very serious researcher, and more. And our next-gen panel featuring our own Justin Fall and Josh Peck. For more information about the live stream, because the conference is sold out, but you can still bring it to your home in high-definition video. For information about the live stream, log on to gen6.com. And remember, when you do, if you sign up for the live stream this year, you get access to all of last year's presentations absolutely free. So it's a 2-for-1 offer from True Legends. Gen6.com is where you sign up, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. In October, the East Coast Prophecy Conference. We are proud to be a speaker there. I'll be speaking twice, in fact, on both of my solo books, The Great Inception and the new one, Last Clash of the Titans. Josh Peck from Skywatch TV just announced as a speaker at the East Coast Prophecy Conference. This is October 18th through 20th. At the Wyndham Gettysburg in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Other speakers include Stephen Strang, author of God and Donald Trump, publisher of Charisma Magazine. For more information about the conference, log on to the website for Southwest Radio Ministries. That's swrc.com, swrc.com. Next May, we'd love to see you in Israel. Join us for a tour of the Holy Land that we guarantee will be like no other. Pastor Carl Gallups, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones, his new book, Gods of Ground Zero, will be with us explaining exactly why Jerusalem is the original Ground Zero. Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat will come over from Tel Aviv and join us on the tour. Justin Fall and Wes Fall, our colleagues here at Skywatch TV, will join Sharon and me as well. The dates, May 12th through the 23rd of 2019, the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. And if you can spend a few extra days, join us in Jordan. We'll visit Mount Nebo, Petra, and the deserts of ancient Edom. This is a one of a lifetime. It will change your life seeing these sites with your own eyes. For information and to reserve your place, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. You can take us with you on your smartphone or tablet. Bypass social media. Get the delivery right to your device with our free mobile app. It works for Android, iOS, Windows phones, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got a free app for all of those, and links to those app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar right next to the links for instructions to add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku and Apple TV. And you'll find my website, including a new interview with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. My website, derekpgilbert.com. Hear from Zev directly why visiting Israel is such a powerful and moving experience. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Warren Marcus helps unlock the meaning from the ancient Hebrew of God's priestly prayer of the blessing and unfolds the mystery of this end times revelation on how this prayer, written by God himself, can help you in your daily walk towards supernatural health, divine provision, and the power and authority to fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing special offer. Through Warren's revelatory book, you'll discover the supernatural power of the Hebrew language, that the Shekinah glory is the manifest presence of the Heavenly Father, that Jesus himself, the high priest of the new covenant, prayed this divine prayer over his disciples as he ascended into heaven, and that he's ready to pronounce this divine prayer over you now. Plus, order now and receive this beautiful, authentic, numbered replica of the ancient priestly prayer pendant with chain. In 1979, a Jewish archaeologist, Gabriel Barkay, discovered two silver amulets in a cave opposite the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Inscribed on the silver in the ancient Paleo-Hebrew was the ancient priestly prayer of the blessing. It is the oldest intact Bible scripture in existence today and is 400 years older than the Dead Sea Scrolls. The front of this incredible, beautifully crafted pendant is inscribed with the divine prayer written in the ancient Paleo-Hebrew as originally discovered. The back includes the prayer inscribed in English just as we have in our Bibles today. Also included with each pendant, you'll receive an accompanying priestly prayer mini booklet so you can carry the prayer with you and proclaim it over yourself wherever you go. But that's not all. Included within the pages of the mini booklet, a special free internet link where you can see and hear the divine prayer pronounced over you by Warren Marcus in the Amplified Hebrew to English translation. And you can hear world-renowned messianic worship leader Paul Wilbur singing the divine prayer over you in Hebrew. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $55. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. The Ancient Priestly Prayer of the Blessing special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.